going live and I'll be sharing the agenda. And we are now recording. So Carl, you can go ahead and start.
Great, thank you very much, Camille. Want to thank board members and the public and LTD employees for being present. I'd like to go ahead and call this LTD Board Directors Special Meeting to order. Let's do a roll call really quickly. Kate Reed.
Here.
Joshua Scove.
Here.
Don Norden. I don't think he's here yet. Caitlin Vargas.
Here.
Stephen Yet.
Present.
Thank you. And Emily Secord.
Present.
Great. So we're all here, and I am present as well. So we are all here except for Don Norden. So some really quick comments from myself. I know I've been saying it a lot, but I don't think it's bad to repeat. I'm just so grateful to all the LTD employees who are out there every day performing an essential service. And I just want to just express that deep gratitude that they're doing this job. And that, and I know that there are definitely some, it's not easy to do. And so I'm very glad they're doing it. AJ, did you have any comments as general manager?
I do want to echo your sentiment of thank you to our employees that have been with us throughout this entire process, from driving buses to wiping them down to cleaning the stations and the buses and making sure that the fleet looks good. It is much appreciated, and we're just grateful that they continue to really continue their dedication to our community. There's still a lot of passengers out there that really need us and depend on us every day. So that's important to always acknowledge.
Thanks, AJ. Really quickly, any announcements or additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll go straight to our update for today. Tom, are you the one giving that to us?
I am, in addition to Mark, we'll be covering both the ridership and operations news. So if I can share the screen here, you cannot start the screen while other participant is sharing. So can you give me permission, Camille? Thank you. We'll start here.
Sorry, I was muted. You should be good now.
Okay. I'm going to, you're used to see, you got this chart in your packet, and I'm going to start here. As you can see, this is the total boardings by day. The level of kind of the orange colored bars are very consistent for the past 3 weeks and a couple days here. Again, this just reemphasizes that the ridership has stabilized, and we have also, let me just move. I'm going to try and go down here. So you got a different set of charts here. So one of the things we were trying to do is manage our loads down just to help sustain social distancing. And what we're trying to do is this first chart here is for routes that are utilizing our 60-foot buses, so the articulated buses on MX and other routes, the 11, the 51, 52 in particular. And again, the goal is to get it down to this 20 level here. And you can see where we were having issues earlier in the month, but we're getting down to a place where we're pretty happy with where we're at with respect to managing those loads. The same goes for the trips here under our 40-foot buses, where we're looking for keeping things under 15. You can see we're still working on getting some of those down, but we've been really effective, I think, over the last few days in getting that ridership down. So that's really, really good. I think I have a graphic. Unfortunately, my my Word document is locked up here, and I'm going to stop share and reshare so I can bring this one up. So you can see that. Total call volume over time. Can you see that chart? Yes? I'm seeing nods of heads. So this is, you've been getting the ride source data in a spreadsheet type of format. And we worked today on trying to put those into graphs so you can better see the patterns. And unfortunately, there is something wrong with my Word. I'm not able to move this screen around, but I'm going to show you this. This is the call volume over time. So since March 17th, we've been keeping track of this. And you can see the pattern of call volume for RideSource really looks a lot like the boardings by day type of chart that I was just showing you for regular service. And I think one of the important messages that you all should know and be able to talk to others about is that this RideSource service really follows a lot of what we're doing with our regular service. And so we've got this little footnote there that says, on March 16th, consistent with LTE's fixed route service, RideSource switched to urgent and essential trips only. When Sunday service on fixed route was stopped, RideSource stopped providing non-life-sustaining ADA trips on Sundays. Medicaid trips or life-sustaining trips are provided to LTD's external providers at all times. So I think that's a good message and a good thing for you all to understand. So not only are the trends really for RideSource following, this really mimics what the ridership would look like if I could draw the page up to show you that, and we'll have that straightened out next week. But just so you know, kind of how RideSource is operating in this time, I think is important. So I turn it over to Mark to talk about service.
Okay, I'm here. So yeah, on the operations end, we've done a few things. One is we had a bid, and you know, we usually have three bids a year for bus operators where they bid their work, and it's an opportunity for us to change our routes that we're going to change or change our schedules or whatever that looks like bid to bid. And so this is a special circumstances because of the unique situation we're in, where we're running enhanced Sunday service, and we're running it 6 days a week. And that was the big change, is we're going to run the same service 6 days a week, and operators bid their work and days off and different things. So we worked with the union to accomplish that. So it gives the operators some certainty in what they're working, their days off, which they really haven't had since we've gone on this new service model. So hopefully that'll give operators some certainty, at least in this time of uncertainty. And so we just are kicking that off on next week, I guess. And so but they just finished the bid on Sunday and Monday, so that's on its way. Another thing we're doing is we're starting to take employees' temperatures that come to work with infrared thermometers. So, we've closed off the Glenwood facility, and anybody that works downtown, there's only one entry. And so as they come in, they just take seconds with an infrared thermometer. And if anybody with over 100 temperature, send home. And so we start that tomorrow, I think. We're working on that. And then also the transit workers have been identified as a priority for testing for COVID-19. And so what we will be doing also, if people are showing signs or whatever is, we'll be working with the local hospitals to make sure that that is a functioning system and that we can send them down and they can get priority testing so we can make sure that we can keep the best handle on it as we can as far as our employees go. I think that's about it. Every day we're kind of reevaluating what we're doing and why we're doing it. The other thing we're doing is we've met with the union today about looking at barriers for bus operators and purchasing barriers that would, kind of protect them in the driver's area. And, even though it may take a little while to get those and get them in place, we think for the long term, it's a good strategy to protect our operators even during flu season or other things. This is just kind of a new awareness for us because these barriers have typically been used to protect operators from assaults. We don't really have a large issue with assaults here. So we thought, we probably don't, but with this pandemic, it really kind of opened eyes like, there's been another important reason maybe to have these things to protect our operators in the long term. So we are looking at that, working with the union, take a look at the different styles and trying to do an emergency procurement to purchase those for our buses. So I think that's it.
Thanks, Tom and Mark. I just want to say thank you for putting this together on a weekly basis. I anticipate we have some questions, but before we do that, Camille, could you add Don Norden? I believe he is in the attendees section, and we could move him over to our side. And then while we're doing that, Caitlin,
I'm looking for him.
Okay. Caitlin, go ahead with your question and or comment.
I just had a question for you, Tom, based on what you were just talking about. For the ride source, when it says life-sustaining trips, who decides that? Is that the dispatch or is that the person calling that makes that determination?
I believe that's predefined, but there may be someone else that can answer that.
Yeah, I can help you with that. Life-sustaining trips are like dialysis. Trips that they have to take or it'll cost them their lives, basically. So, those are pretty well defined in advance. People that have to have dialysis three days a week or have other treatment that is life-sustaining.
And I guess that's helpful. And then when it comes to the loads as well, when you're looking at the 20 or 15 loads, is LTD staff having to do regulation on that in terms of telling people where you're going, or is there kind of they're almost like behavior monitors, or are people doing a good job of self-selecting what's an essential trip?
And it's actually both. We've identified spots along our routes that are problematic, where a lot of people seem to be getting on and going nowhere. And so we've actually contracted with additional security and our public safety. People have been out there really talking to people. Where are you going? What are you doing? And so we're just trying to monitor best we can. And then if we get loads up to the max, then they go out of service, they call it in, and people are left for the next bus. And so, but for the most part, what we're finding out is the loads are get to their peak at like right in the downtown area. So, we might get 23 people on a bus, but they're only on the bus for like four blocks. And then it's back down to, to below the 15 or the 20. So, so there's a, that's a little harder to manage. It's like, okay, can we tolerate that for, four blocks? Because we know that all the people are going to be getting off will be down to 10 people on the bus. And so we've been monitoring in a various ways to try to kind of keep a handle on it.
Okay, thank you. Those graphs looked really promising. So thanks for sharing that and good work.
Thanks. Do we have other questions or comments? Josh, go ahead.
Thanks. And just to pile on what Caitlin just said, this is amazing that you're generating all of this stuff all this data, you know, practically in real time. So thank you for that, just because it it feels necessary and incredibly useful to have it so quickly. And I would also just say, I guess, you know, the more we can do to really understand who is still taking the bus, the better. I don't really have specific suggestions on that, but presumably the people left taking the bus at this time are the ones who really need to and don't have options, especially given the other processes that Mark just alluded to being in place, people both self-selecting and also getting some guidance. But I guess as I try to look ahead and understand what sort of service we need, the more we can do on that front, the better, to like really understand who's taking the bus. Also, I just had a question on the ride source graph that Tom showed. I don't know if you don't have to put it back up, but actually there's something sort of deceptive when the height of the axis of the vertical axis is really defined by those highest values, and then it all looks sort of the same when you get out into the recent past. But in fact, it looks as if ride source calls have fallen further just in the last few weeks. I don't know if you want to comment on that, but it looked like they were fully 20% below what they were 3 weeks ago. So that's after we had statewide measures in place. Do you have any quick comments on how that might be changing, or why it might be changing?
Well, again, my understanding talking to John Allen is that I mean they've really seen those requests, and that, remember, that's the call for service, go down, and so it continues to trend downward, and we can fix the scale issue, that's been the trend.
And that is our most vulnerable population too, that takes ride source. So you know, they're probably most sensitive to really being out and know that, you know, they're more susceptible than others, and the severity of that is also worse for that demographic, so they're taking it seriously.
Great, thank you.
Great. I want to welcome Don to the meeting. I think, Don, you probably were here for a while. Just want to acknowledge your existence and presence here with us. Kate, I think you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I was just wondering how the new mask wearing implementation has been going for passengers.
Actually, it's been going pretty well. Most people are pretty appreciative that we're doing it, and compliance hasn't really been a big issue. And so, between masks and things that are pretty readily available now, really hasn't been a big issue. So it's actually was rolled out in a pretty orderly fashion, and it was a lot less problems than we had anticipated, actually. So
great, that's really good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah,
very nice. Other questions and comments?
So one additional thing I just want to mention to the board, so you know too, as we're looking at the service changes and different things. Memorial Day, we typically run a Sunday holiday schedule, and we decided just not to run on Memorial Day because we aren't running on Sundays right now. And so, and everything is closed, you know, on Memorial Day pretty much anyway. So just for your information.
That's actually really helpful to know. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Just checking around, were there any questions or comments? Just make a call out, Caitlin, Emily, Don, or Stephen. Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you again. Oh, Emily, did you want? Oh, just moved your screen. I was going to say thank you for looking out for our operators and making sure they're staying as safe as possible, as well as the rest of the public. I guess if there are no other comments and other decisions to make at this time, I think we're done with the update. And there's any other, just for the good of order, anything else that people would like to discuss or mention? Okay. Oh yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
I'll keep it super quick, and I'll send it out to the board by email. But there has been a bunch of really good reporting trying to synthesize a number of the frameworks that have come out nationally about how reopening would happen. And I think the humbling thing that I have taken away is that none of it really happens on a matter of weeks or even a few months, and that we're in this for the long haul. And so I guess I just want to make sure we don't go through a whole board meeting, however short it may be, without reiterating the need to think about different models of service. I mean, we're just are going to have to be serving people in profoundly different ways. I mean, even I think everyone probably felt this at some level. That graph that Tom put up with the number of buses with more than 20 people on it is kind of painful, right? I mean, there we are having to do kind of the opposite of what we really want to do in serving people efficiently. So I just want to flag that we're in this for the long haul, and it will involve doing things differently, whatever that turns out to mean.
Thanks, Josh. Don, go ahead.
Hello, Carl. I don't know, is this working?
We can hear you. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I was just a question about that letter that Bill Bradbury shared from the ATU. One of their bullet points was, are we getting, or they were asking that all of the operators get paid 1.5 times for hazard pay. And I wondered if that had been discussed or implemented in some way.
So at the earlier session, we did have some discussion around bargaining with the union, and we will continue to work with them.
So that doesn't, yeah, that's something else, not related to that letter. Okay.
Okay. Well, it looks like there aren't any other questions or comments. So board members, thank you very much for your presence, LDD employees as well. And thank you to the rest of the public who joined us today. I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. So we will see everyone next week, same time. Stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I know.